All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson Show. It's a, that was an exception to a No Joe Jazz Thursday here. Lonnie Donegan, who supposedly was a influence on the Beatles.
Major influence on the Beatles.
So if it wasn't for Lonnie, we wouldn't get all that other stuff. So that's it. That's what we do. That's what we're teaching here at the Wake Up Tucson Show. Good morning to Christopher King. He is a Vail school board member.
Good morning,
Chris. How are you doing, sir?
I've had better days, had worse.
So let's start to it. We had a lot of these. We had a lot of frustrated parents that showed up to your school board meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. And so whenever I ask anybody when they're frustrated with elected officials, right, on anything, it could be any seat, board, Oral Valley Town Council, Board of Supes, whatever, I say, what did you do to reach out to that person first and foremost?
I think that kind of goes into your my history, too, because I actually reached out to you when you were on the Transportation Advisory Committee.
That's true.
Many years ago.
So I guess my question is, we know that there's an issue with people who are frustrated with masks on kids in school.
Correct.
And I am a guy who don't think the kids should be wearing masks in school to be... Where are you on masks in school?
I'm right there with you.
Okay. So you don't think... this is what we're trying... We're getting this all out.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not a... You don't think kids should be wearing masks in school?
I believe that it should be the parents should have the option, but I don't believe it should be the school district's policy. And I'm speaking for myself, not on behalf of the district or the board.
You're one of the five votes on this board.
Right. And, you know, the board makes a decision as a whole, not as an individual member.
Right.
So, you know, my personal opinion, I believe that, you know, it should be the option that is provided to the parents. As adults, it is the option that we have to whether or not we want to wear a mask. We're responsible for our own safety. It's not government's job to tell us, you know, to be safe.
Amen.
So
these Purple for Parents show up.
Yes.
And they were Purple for Parents. They were the group that came up as a balance to the Red for Ed movement on more money. Basically, it was a teachers union movement.
Correct.
And again, I've always liked what Purple for Parents has stood for.
I did, too. I was actually endorsed by them during my run for the Vail School Board.
So how many of these people who are yelling in the, you know, had approached you for email, phone call, or a meeting beforehand?
None.
Okay.
Absolutely none. The people who came in screaming, absolutely none. I did get a text message from one person who actually lives in the district.
Right.
Asking us to, basically asking me to advocate for their children, which, you know, their children, one, aren't attending Vail schools, but they're also, it wasn't a message that needed a direct response. I'm going to advocate for students. I'm going to advocate for staff. I'm going to advocate for parents. I'm going to advocate for the teachers and the community. That's my job. Students, staff, parents, teachers, community. All of them, right? Students and staff first, parents, teachers, community. You know, that's all one. It is not a big monolithic issue. It is all of them. And if you look at Vail, the Vail School District is a community built around the district.
Right.
So we advocate for all people in that community.
So let's talk about the meeting itself.
Yeah.
So was there an action item on the agenda for the school board about masks?
No.
Okay.
There was an inform item on the agenda to discuss the COVID mitigation strategies, which have been in place and voted on before I was even on the board. Okay. So it was an inform item. And that inform item was basically what we were looking at as the board was to inform parents and everything else that in 4.5 weeks, right, we're at the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of June.
Right.
The COVID mitigation strategy for the Vail School District has to be reapproached, reevaluated, and voted again on by the board before it goes into effect for next year. Without that board approval, it expires, sunsets. You know, there is no more COVID mitigation strategy. So it has to be reevaluated. It has to be voted upon by all board members.
Have you thought about yourself as a board member bringing up an action item to kill the mask mandate?
Yes, I have. And I have, you know, on Tuesday before the board meeting, I sat down with our superintendent and we had ice cream at the Dairy Queen over there in Vail. And, you know, we discussed various items. Okay. We've discussed it before and we don't have the votes to support an action item on the agenda.
So we'll get back to that. What was the meeting set up, right? Because you guys perceived that there was going to be extra parents at this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What was on the radar that told you that there was going to be more people than usual that come to a Vail school board meeting?
So we had, I'd invited at least 30 people and I'd, you know, been told that there was going to be more.
Okay.
So, and I was told there was going to be at least 50. The district apparently had gotten word as well. So they had actually had two overflow rooms in addition to the room that we use as our boardroom currently.
Okay.
So there were two overflow rooms there already set up. They had already had the monitors and everything else. And the call to the audience forms that you fill out at any government public meeting were already there. They were being handed out by our communications director.
Right.
We had people checking, you know, people coming in. Initially, we didn't even have, you know,
so anyone
there
sitting in the rooms could fill out their card and get their 3 minutes.
Oh, absolutely. Up to 30 minutes, because that's what we have slotted on our agenda.
Gotcha. Okay. So then what happens is there's a lot of people mm-hmm. that show up, which is great. Mm-hmm. I always malign the fact that not enough of you are going to any of these meetings.
Correct.
All right. So what happened in the hallway? Because they didn't go to the overflow areas, obviously.
Some of them, I think there are a couple that did make it in the overflow areas, and then everything decided to go south.
Okay.
So
when you say go south, what does that mean?
So we had people check, you know, doing the county recommended standards, giving out face masks if they wanted them. We had people checking temperatures because that's actually as part of their Vail mitigation strategies. You'll be temperature checked and, you know, you have to wear a face covering inside the district office or on district property. That's what's actually in our program.
Right.
Okay. And some people decided to push past one of our employees and then started screaming in the hallway. So, and it, you know, we were in the middle of a study session where we were discussing the healthcare plans that are upcoming for next cycle, next year. And they were supposed to be, that was an action item that we had on the agenda for that night.
Okay.
There was, I want to say, one or two more action items that we had to vote on that night. And, you know, we were in the process of, you know, getting the information. And I was doing my job, my due diligence as an elected board member to ask the questions, you know, because there was a lot of historical information being pushed out as well. And I wanted to, in addition to the historical data, there was also comparison contrast data from our district to various districts around the county. So we were I was doing my job and asking questions.
All right, let's do this. 7:45 in the morning. We'll be right back with Chris King, a Vail school board member, and we're going to do Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, as we like to say. After Chris, Richard Studwell, our city insider, will be here. Lots of stuff to talk about there. Wake up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Little Jimmy Smith, Get Happy on a, I don't know if that's Freudian slip either by me. Get Happy by Jimmy Smith on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Off the kind of Blue, greatest jazz album in the history of the planet. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. We're hanging out with Chris King, Vail school board member. All right, Christopher, we're talking about what happened on that Tuesday night. So there's people yelling. So someone physically touched an employee. Is that what happened?
Yes.
So what did that trigger, the physical touching or slash pushing of an employee?
So that triggered our communications director to come back into the boardroom and ask somebody to call 911. Okay. Then the individual who pushed past our employee started screaming in the hallway, "They work for us! They work for us!" And, you know, some other incoherent stuff, which made it very difficult to hear the information going on in the study session.
Right.
Shortly after that, Pima County Sheriff's officers arrived They were addressing issues in the hallway. We were still continuing with the study session at this point and had every intention to continue with the meeting.
What do you think about calling the sheriffs? What was that?
That wasn't a call that we made. That wasn't a call that the board made. That was a call that, you know, our communications director and people in the hallway made.
Okay.
So that wasn't something that we did.
Okay.
So
do you think they should have called the cops?
Again, I can't armchair quarterback this one. I wasn't out there. I didn't see the situation unfold.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean,
I'm with you.
I was out there, I saw the situation, I'd be able to answer that one a little more intelligently.
All right. Then what happened?
So after all this goes on, right, sheriffs arrive shortly thereafter. They're trying to work people into the overflow rooms. We're still planning on going through the meeting. Shouting continues, everything, you know, there's a, I don't want to say aggression because I don't know, but there was stuff going on in the hallway that we weren't privy seeing.
Okay.
Right. We get notification. Our superintendent's pulled out of the meeting for a second and comes back in and advises our board president to go ahead and adjourn the study session.
Okay.
So at that point in time, the board president adjourned the study session. A couple minutes later, you know, we figured that the meeting was still going to take place as they called things down, or at least I did. That's kind of what I was thinking. A couple minutes later, we get a notification to leave the meeting room, and you know, we're still sitting there, and we get some people from, you know, a couple organizations. One was being Purple for Parents, and
what was the other organization?
The Patriot Party.
Okay.
So they come in.
This is the Daniel McCarthy, We Hate Republicans.
Right. And that's, you know, I'm not saying one way or another, okay? There was a couple other people that came in, and they start asking questions, and they're like, they point their questions right at me initially. And I'm like, okay, that's a question that is not my, you know, because I'm a board member, I'm not the board president. I'm going to refer you to the board president. So, and our board president responded. And he's like, then they turned their, you know, they shifted fire back at me. They're like, aren't you the chair for LD10? I'm like, yes, I am. You know, who do you work for? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they're like, who do you work for? Who do you represent as a school board member? And as I was telling you before, I have a normal standard answer. I work for students, staff, and that's where they cut me off. Okay, but that's not my full answer.
You're right, right? Because I know you've said, I've heard you say it before, mm-hmm. right? You say students, staff,
teachers, parents, and community.
Right? Students being your first one
mm-hmm.
kind of covers a lot.
It does. it really does. And so, it's, you know, and some of the, you know, none of these people talked to me before who came in and started screaming. And everything else. None of them talked to me beforehand.
Two questions. Who canceled the meeting?
The board president and the superintendent.
So there's no vote for that?
There wasn't. Okay. And so the board president, under the advice of the superintendent, who got their advice from Pima County Sheriff's officers, a deputy, and our legal counsel, who is in another board meeting in Phoenix. You know, said, hey, we need to go ahead and cancel the meeting based on a safety concern. So, and that was something that was completely out of my control.
So the people who were frustrated, vocal, angry,
mm-hmm.
Were all of these people Vail parents or citizens?
Absolutely not. So we had people from the Patriot Party that came down from Maricopa County. Purple for Parents came down from Maricopa County. We had people from the far west side of, you know, the TUSD area come over. We had people from the Tanque Verde School District come over and, you know, really try to interject themselves into the Vail School District's meeting.
All right, let's take some calls, 790-2040. I think I answered your question, but let's go to Zach first on line 3. Zach, you're on with Chris King. What's up, sir?
Yeah, so you did answer my question, which was who initially canceled the meeting? I mean, from my understanding, doesn't it have to go to a vote? You have a public meeting, and it has been stipulated in the public that the meeting is going to be held. Don't you have a duty to vote on it to cancel it and to reschedule? And then secondly, I would say, does it really matter if people from outside the district are there advocating? You take state funds. Don't they have every legal right to advocate to you, whether they're from Vail or not? To me, it seems like a complete breakdown of leadership. I saw some of the video. Now, that doesn't tell the whole story, but it looked like you just had a lot of concerned, mostly mothers, wanting to have a dialogue with their elected officials, you, Mr. King, and they were completely shut out. Complete breakdown.
Chris,
what do you say?
Okay. Hey, Zach, thanks for that question and your statement. The board meeting was canceled under the emergency clause. It was not something that I had any control over.
Okay.
I actually invited a lot of those parents there, so they had that opportunity to speak, because on Sunday I was meeting with about 30 of those mothers and fathers. I invited them there. I also, and just for your knowledge, I also invited the family of one of our children who committed suicide. I wanted them to come in and tell their story. They brought their entire family in that day, and they had their voices squelched by these outside folks. I have no problem coming in, having people come in from other parts of the state, right? But if they're going to come in, all I ask is that they be respectful. They don't come in. They don't, you know, they don't have to be insulting and everything else. I'm actually planning on meeting with some more parents tomorrow afternoon. I have a Vail parent who's actually setting up that meeting. So that will be something that occurs tomorrow afternoon.
So, Zach, here's the thing, right? So the Vail School District, and anyone else can, you guys can educate me, seems to have a decent record that if you go up and give your 3 minutes, right, they're going to listen to you. They're not doing Pima County muzzling on people or anything like that.
Sure. Correct.
So shouldn't they have done that first? And if somehow the bail, they could have yelled for their 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if somehow the Vail School Board acted like a bunch of jackasses during their 3 minutes, then the rest of this could be justified. Didn't they skip a step, Zach?
Did the
frustrated parents, didn't they skip a step here?
You know,
directly to yelling in the hallway instead of actually talking to the board?
I don't know about the yelling in the hallway because there was no video of that. It would be nice to see if there was yelling in the hallway and if they can produce a video. What I saw from the video that had come out was a questioning of Mr. King. But it seems like to me, just give, you know, a forum for the parents to air their grievances. It didn't seem like a threatening crowd from what I saw. Now, maybe there's police reports that stipulate different, issues, but it just didn't seem like they were storming or anything like that from what I saw.
I don't think either of us said the word storm.
No, so. I didn't say the word storm. And as I was saying earlier, we were in the middle of a study session. Okay, sure. And the difference between a study session and a governing board meeting is our governing board meeting, we can actually take action as a board. The study session is to provide us information that we will be voting on later. Okay, during this study session, there was screaming. There was, and it made it very difficult to hear in the boardroom. They ended up having
to
close.
Is there any video of
that? I don't know. All I can say is this is what I heard from the board meeting. If there is video, it has not been released, or at least what I've seen. Okay, because this kind of goes to the point of the media will always present their side. Okay, and you'll only see what people want you to see. Okay. So again, I don't shoot video. All right, our study sessions aren't recorded, as far as I know. If there is video out there, I would love to see it as well.
In the end,
so people were trying to get into your study session.
Yeah, in fact, they were.
Okay,
well, and they opened the door. I want to say at 6:45.
So isn't that the video I see that's on the Purple for Parents? That's them inside.
No, that was after they canceled the study session.
That was after they canceled the study session
when they're actually inside the boardroom.
All right, 8:07 in the morning. We got to get going on Wake Up Tucson. We're going to do one more segment with Vail School Board member Chris King, and then we got Richard Steadwell coming up, who was already blowing Chris and my minds during the break with the stories of Tucson, Arizona.
The off-air conversation is amazing.
Absolutely. Like, we should have, you know, like these certain radio people, you buy a subscription so you can get more.
Yeah.
There should be a subscription just to hear what we say off-air. And then we do have to put a disclaimer on it. Sometimes bad language is used. Yes, yeah. Tom.
I was going to say, you could absolutely, the off-air stuff is always the best. Because it's that podcast, I'd listen to it.
Well, we got one.
The green room. Or the blue room, depending on how the language goes.
Behind the green door. No, not that.
No.
Wait a minute.
You've stepped over that line.
Thank you very much. All right, so Steadwell's coming up next segment. 790-2040 is the phone number. If you miss anything, go to kvy.com. Before we continue on with the I want to kind of put a little bow on this for right now, because the story's to be continued, of course.
It is.
Ed Alexander's final new date for his retirement party is coming up May 26th. It's at Stardance in Marana. Please join us. Food by Wendy from Chef Chic. It's going to be great. We got live music from Element 119, Pat Johnston's band. They're going to be doing live tunes. Stardance is an amazing place to do a party. So please join us. Go to azchefchic.square.site and get your tickets.
Nice.
So if you don't get any of that, just email me at wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com and I'll send you the link.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we were just talking with Chris King from the Vail School Board. You've seen all the hubbub on your local news.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how the Arizona Daily Star actually sent a photographer out there.
Ooh, there was reporters out there before the meeting even started. They were expecting it.
Sure.
So.
So what I see here is I get the frustration.
Mm-hmm. So
this,
do I.
This show has been a amplifier of people's frustrations, not just on math stuff, but other things for years. But if there's a show that's been trying to do the actual science and data on why we acted like a bunch of jackasses in response to Rona, it's probably Wake Up Tucson.
Yep.
Okay. So here's my thing. So what I see is you have these Purple for Parents people and then the Patriot Party folks. Mm-hmm. So it's really the part that why the Patriot Party comes in more, right, is the fact that they're going after you specifically because you're the LD10 chairman.
Yes.
Right? That's what it hits me as, because they're not mentioning any of the other four school board members.
Correct.
It's only you.
Yes.
Okay, so that part gives me a little bit of pause.
Mm-hmm.
And if a good friend of ours who's a Republican up in the my side of town just sent us a text message that said the Purple for Parents people seem to be morphed in together with this Patriot Party thing.
Correct.
All right. So the idea that you're going after Chris specifically gives me that there's a little bit of a Patriot Party stink on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then at the same, which sucks because there are parents that are getting caught up in this,
right,
who actually have true concerns about masks.
Correct.
Right. And I feel like some of these folks are using it for their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you could have been to every school board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
For the how you guys meet twice a month?
We meet at least twice a month since February of last year. We've been meeting, you know, since before I was elected. The Vail School District Governing Board has been meeting almost weekly, dealing with COVID issues and everything else.
So my thing is, yes, I like shows of lots of people showing up mm-hmm. to things. But I guess the question is, have any of these people who were upset on Tuesday meeting, have they shown up to all these other meetings that call to the audience to get on your guys' case about masks?
Absolutely not. There have been a few who have shown up. And those are the parents who, a lot of those are the parents who I spoke with on Sunday.
Right.
Right. And then the other parents, I'm typically the first board member to arrive and I try to be the last board member to leave. I have conversations with, you know, parents in the parking lot before and after if it's all possible. So, and I do listen to those concerns and I do agree that parents have legitimate concerns.
My thing is, in the end, right, is if someone really did push the employee,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because in the end, all that does is discredit your side of the argument.
Yes, it does.
Right? Now, I wish you guys would have met.
I agree. I really do.
Yep.
I think that the meeting, this is my personal thought. I do believe that the parents of the Vail School District, the teachers, the staff, the students that were there, right, should have came in and been able to have their voices heard.
Yep.
The meeting will be rescheduled. We don't know when it's going to be rescheduled. I'm still waiting to hear from our superintendent on when we can reschedule the meeting. Our next regular meeting is in a couple weeks anyways, but we are going to have another meeting to a special meeting to fill this out. And that'll be on our website.
Because that's the part that bothers me about the people that are so upset with you and the superintendent is, none of you, it sounded like they said, oh, they didn't let us speak at they told us that we weren't allowed to speak at the call to the audience.
That is not absolutely not true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
The part that, right. Go do that first.
Absolutely.
Right. And where have you been the last so many weeks of meetings?
Right. And there are parents who've been coming to every meeting since December. They've brought their children in, and their children have came in and spoke at call to the audience.
Right.
And it's not easy to sit up there and listening to children talk about how they're struggling, how they've gone from being a straight A student to a straight F student.
Right.
You know, because of the COVID mitigation strategies that the district, and I understand that. I completed an entire master's program online. I understand how miserable that can be without that social interaction. Right, especially at those formative years.
So I just want to tell you folks, the Patriot Party folks or whatever, right, who say you're Republican, even though most of you are out there trying to steal Republicans to go into the Patriot Party. So I just want to tell you guys is that this is part of the circular firing squad of the Republican Party bullcrap. Mm-hmm. Okay? So last election, that made you very upset, right? Local people in Pima County Republicans who won their seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
The LD11 trio,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is part of it's in Pima County, right? Correct. Which is Fincham, Robertson, Leach, mm-hmm. okay? Steve Christie.
Yep.
Beth Ford.
Yep.
And Chris King.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the idea that you're pissed off at what's going on and you're going after King, okay? When you never talked to him beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
You're hitting us with this vitriol and drama and emotion, and it's just not the way to do this.
Yep.
Right? Chris could have worked with you to have certain speakers call up, come up. You could have sent him experts that you thought, and he could have maybe arranged a presentation of an expert who could have said, instead of doing this, why aren't you helping him undo the mask mandate?
And the interesting thing is I actually invited a mental health expert to the meeting.
The one two nights ago.
Yes.
And they didn't get
this. And she did not get her voice heard.
Right. So again, I'm just, this is not the way to do it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for taking phone calls. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend.
And we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
And let me know when the next meeting officially is.
Yeah,
and
and
everyone who is pissed off should show up, fill out a speaker card, get on the record of who you are,
mm-hmm.
whether you live in the district or not. We don't care. Okay. And go do it.
Absolutely. So. And you can, if you want to send me an email with your statement at my school district account, it's King, KINGCHR, @vailschooldistrict.org.
There it is. All right. So have a good day. Say hi to your wife for me.
Will do, sir.
All right. When we come back, Richard Studwell has stories to amaze and just astound you about the city of Tucson. So the Naked City has thousands of stories. He's going to share some weird ones with you. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30.